ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తదోజాయ ముదీరే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవత్యుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్ఠికీ. శ్రీకృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఫస్ట్ క్యాంటో ఎంటైటిల్డ్ క్రియేషన్ చాప్టర్ నంబర్ 7 ఎంటైటిల్డ్ ది సన్ ఆఫ్ ద్రోణ పనిష్డ్ టెక్స్ట్ 22. అర్జున ఉవాచ కృష్ణ కృష్ణ మహాబాహో భక్తానాం అభయంకర త్వమేకో దయ్యమానానాం అపవర్గోసి సంశ్రుతే. కృష్ణ కృష్ణ మహాబాహో భక్తానాం అభయంకర త్వమేకో దయ్యమానానాం అపవర్గోసి సంశ్రుతే. కృష్ణ కృష్ణ మహాబాహో భక్తానాం అభయంకర త్వమేకో దయ్యమానానాం అపవర్గోసి సంశ్రుతే. కృష్ణ కృష్ణ మహాబాహో భక్తానాం అభయంకర త్వమేకో దయ్యమానానాం అపవర్గోసి సంశ్రుతే. కృష్ణ కృష్ణ మహాబాహో భక్తానాం అభయంకర త్వమేకో దయ్యమానానాం అపవర్గోసి సంశ్రుతే. కృష్ణ కృష్ణ మహాబాహో భక్తానాం అభయంకర త్వమేకో దయ్యమానానాం అపవర్గోసి సంశ్రుతే. కృష్ణ కృష్ణ మహాబాహో భక్తానాం అభయంకర త్వమేకో దయ్యమానానాం అపవర్గోసి సంశ్రుతే. మాతాజీ అపవర్గోసి సంశ్రుతే. కృష్ణ కృష్ణ మహాబాహో భక్తానాం అభయంకర త్వమేకో దయ్యమానానాం అపవర్గోసి సంశ్రుతే. Krishna Krishna Mahabhava. Ameko Dayamananam Apavargosi Samsrute. Krishna Krishna Tvameko Dayamanana Apavargosi Samsrute. Mahabaho Bhakta Nama Bhayankara Tvameko Dayamananam Apavargosi Samsrute. Bhakta Nama Bhayankara Tvameko Dayamananam Apavargosi Samsrute. Arjuna Uvacha. Arjuna said, Krishna, O Lord Krishna, Krishna, O Lord Krishna, Mahabaho, He who is the Almighty, Bhaktanam of the devotees, Abhayankara, eradicating the fears of Tvam, you, Ekaha, alone, Daihyamananam, those who are suffering from Apavargaha, the path of liberation, Asi, are Samsritehe, in the midst of material desires, miseries, in the midst of material miseries. Translation and purport by Jagatguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation, Arjuna said, O my Lord Shri Krishna, you are the Almighty Personality of Godhead. There is no limit to your different energies. Therefore, only you are competent to instill fearlessness in the hearts of your devotees. Everyone in the flames of material miseries can find the path of liberation in you only. Shri Prabhupada's purport. Arjuna was aware of the transcendental qualities of Lord Shri Krishna, as he had already experienced them during the Kurukshetra war, in which both of them were present. Therefore, Arjuna's version of Lord Krishna is authoritative. Krishna is almighty and is especially the cause of fearlessness for the devotees. A devotee of the Lord is always fearless because of the protection given by the Lord. Material existence is something like a blazing fire in the forest, which can be extinguished by the mercy of the Lord Shri Krishna. The spiritual master is the mercy representative of the Lord. Therefore, a person burning in the flames of material existence may receive the rains of mercy of the Lord there through the transparent medium of the self-realized spiritual master. The spiritual master, by his words, can penetrate into the heart of the suffering person and inject knowledge, transcendental, which alone can extinguish the fire of material existence. ವಂದೇ ಅಹಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರೋ ಶ್ರೀಯುತ ಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗಣ ರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ್ಚ ನಮಾಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪೃಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮೇ ನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೇ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. Very beautiful purport by Srila Prabhupada, and it's actually a very intense prayer by pure devotee of Lord Shri Krishna, Arjuna. Whenever devotees are in trouble, the first thing that they remember is Krishna. That's the actual difference. There are bad guys, like there are demons in this material world. Whenever they are in trouble, they want to take shelter of anger. They want to pacify themselves by trying to solve the situation by being, you know, angry upon someone, or trying to yell at someone, or trying to, you know, hurt someone and try to get the things they want. There are good guys, like, you know, demigods. They are always in the good books of Lord Krishna. They are serving, you know, Lord Shri Krishna. At the same time, they have some material desires. That's why they are still in the material world, and still they have taken shelter of Lord Shri Krishna or Lord Shri Vishnu. And there are the great persons. The third category, the great personalities, are the devotees of Lord Krishna. They have taken complete shelter of Lord Shri Krishna, and they have no material desires, nor do they want to have any material desires, any material things. They have nothing to acquire. What they want is only to serve the desire of Lord Krishna. That's the only motive that they have. So we see that, you know, in Chanakya Niti, Chanakya Pandit mentions that an intelligent person is the one who knows and always remembers two things. The first thing he must know is, where is he? And the second thing is, where he wants to be. So the first thing is where you are in the present situation. You should always know, where am I and what am I doing? You should be cautious of the surroundings, and you should know where you are and what are your duties. The second thing is where you want to be. So for the devotees, the second thing is, we want to be, you know, the servant of Lord Krishna, and we want to purify ourselves completely. That's where we want to be. We want to be in the service of Lord Shri Krishna in the spiritual world. So that's the sign of intelligent person, that he always remembers that. So we see that first thing, that where are we? That is, you know, what is our current situation? We are in the apavarga. You know, he, in this purport, today's verse, apavarga, the path of liberation. And in the material world, you know, that is, pavarga is material world, right? Pavarga is material world. So when we are in the material world, we should always remember that the first thing is, we are not pure and we have to purify ourselves. Just like, you know, there is a jail that is made by the government. Whoever is not following the laws, they will be put into the jail. So recently I have a friend in India, and we both did masters together, and then he did PhD, and somehow recently he couldn't contain his anger on his wife, And somehow he has landed in jail now. You know, even though he is so much learned, the material education. And in the jail, he has no freedom. And, you know, the jails in India, they make you work hard. So he is working hard. And now he is realizing that previously I used to, you know, just relax on my sofa, watch my favorite TV show, and order my wife whatever I want to eat. And now the same person, because he has lost the freedom, he is in the jail. Now he has to do all kinds of, you know, ridiculous services which he never thought about. Now he has to pick up trash and stool from the streets, and he has to take the orders from the person who has not even gone to school in his life. See, such a person who has done PhD, and somehow now the situation has reversed, and now he finds himself in such a pitiable situation. And that is actually the material world that we actually belong, and we, you know, that's the real position that we have always been serving Lord Shri Krishna, always happy, and all the desires in the spiritual world are immediately fulfilled. There are kalpataru, vriksha, desire trees there. Now such a great position, because of, you know, some foolish desire, foolish, you know, enjoyment tendency that I want to independently enjoy, we have landed in the material world. So that's the actual problem. Now, in the jail, all the people, they have come because of some of the problems. So he can't really take shelter of such persons. So that's why that person, he has to rectify himself, and then he can get back his freedom. And that's our actual process, how we can get purified and we can attain our original constitutional position and the real relationship that we share with Lord Krishna. So one time, you know, people ask, why did this happen to us? So one time Srila Prabhupada, he was performing a sacrifice, fire sacrifice after initiation, and he stopped in between, and then he took one stick and he took out some dead moths, and he showed to everyone that there is a very important lesson to be learned in this, that these dead moths, you know, they have been attracted, they came to the fire. The fire did not go to the moths, but the moths, they got attracted to the fire. So just like that, the material existence does not come to the living entity. Actually, the living entity is the one who gets attracted. So we see that because of the prolonged association for the time immemorial, we are suffering in the material world. And we forget, because in the jail, the same example, the person, if he stays in the same situation for 30 years, 40 years, some criminals get such a, you know, long punishment. They just forget what they used to be. They forget their education. They forget what kind of happiness that there was when they were free. The same way the living entity forgets. And that's why it is called Nitya Baddha, eternally conditioned. That's how one becomes eternally conditioned and completely forgets Krishna. And we only get attached more and more to the material world. You know, not just, like you see that not just our bodies, we get attached to our family, we get attached to our, you know, cell phone. Nowadays, you know, not what to speak of cell phones and our things. People get attached to anything. Literally, there can be like, one person may say that, oh, that is my spot. I always sit here. You should not sit at this particular square of land. So, you know, people may go to that extent, and that's the problem of the material existence. And that's why Srila Prabhupada, he mentions many times in the purport that it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what kind of background you are coming from. Everyone is conditioned. You may be born in this country, that country. You may have this type of birth, that type of education. But everyone is conditioned. So instead of focusing on what is the past, one should always focus on what can be done to rectify the situation. So in this particular scenario, we see a beautiful example of Ashwatthama. It is said that there are always two situations that you can take away from anything. You can learn. A person who behaves very nice to you, you can learn from him how to behave nice. And the person who is not a good example, if there is a bad person, if he is not behaving properly, then you can learn from him how not to behave. So sometimes Krishna gives both the types of examples in our lives. Like, this is the person I want to follow, and this is the person I should not become. I have to make sure that I will not become like him. So Ashwatthama is that example, because he has a good lineage. He comes from the background of Brihaspati. Brihaspati is the spiritual master of demigods. And from his descendants, he comes. He is the son of Dronacharya, who is the son of Bharadwaj. So such a great lineage he has. But still he is performing such a heinous act. And, he is Brahmana by birth. But his activities are low class than, not even Shudra won't commit such an act. So the reason we see that why it's happening is because if we go back in the history, he fell in the wrong kind of association, Duryodhana. And that's why things started to go in the wrong direction. Actually, by birth, you see that actually his father, Dronacharya, he performed worship of Lord Shiva. And he actually pleased Lord Shiva. And from that, Ashwatthama was born. And he was in the beginning a good child. Like, there was no complaints as such. And later on, as we know, because his father was very poor, when Dronacharya came to Hastinapur, then he became the teacher of all the Pandavas and also all the Kauravas. And Ashwatthama was also a student in the same school. So he went to the same school as Yudhishthir Maharaj. He went to the same school as Arjuna. And he's not just student, he's also the son of the teacher. He could have learned so many good things from Dronacharya. But he fell in the bad association. So that's where the problems began. And then Dronacharya understood that this is not right. He tried his best to somehow stop him from associating with Duryodhana. Rather, you should associate with Pandavas. They are righteous. They are very godly. They have so much nice qualities. You should associate with them. You do your homework with them. You should not go with Duryodhan and company, because they were, from that time itself, they were so bad, Duryodhan and all these Kauravas. But he never listened to his father. And that's the reason, actually, Dronacharya never wanted to teach him Brahmastra. He never wanted to teach him. He only taught to Arjuna because he was qualified, not just, because he was a good student, he had good qualities. He knew when to use it. He was not going to use it for wrong purpose. So that's why he easily gave it to Arjuna. But Dronacharya did not give it to his own son. And that was, somehow he was feeling bad. Ashwatthama was feeling envious. How could my own father is being so merciful and partial to Arjuna and not to me? I am his son. And you see, as the Mahabharata progresses, Duryodhan and company, they devised a plan to burn the Pandavas, the house made up of lac. And they wanted to burn them, in their sleep. And that time, Karna walked away. He said that, I don't want to participate in such a heinous act. Karna said, that why to kill them like this? We are not a coward. It's better if we challenge them and fight them in the battlefield and kill them. So Karna actually did not participate, but Ashwatthama took part in this. So you see Ashwatthama, how much he degraded. And later on also you see that on the battlefield of Kurukshetra also, they did so much of, you know, they broke all the conducts. They killed Abhimanyu. And Ashwatthama was one of those people, like five warriors were fighting and ruthlessly trying to kill Abhimanyu, and Ashwatthama was there, one of those. So you see, even though he had Brahminical background, he is not described as Brahmana, but his father was Brahman and he had a good chance of being Brahman. But still, he chose the bad association. And bad association can affect us to such a great extent that he became just like Duryodhana. He became so cruel and so, you know, ridiculous that he later on he killed these five sons of Pandavas in their sleep and in their tent. So that's why in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said that asat sanga tyag ei Vaishnava achar. That first thing is one should give up the bad association, all types of bad association, because that will affect us. Even though we may not realize, we may not understand, but the bad association will somehow subtly affect us. And that's why the first thing is Vaishnava Achar. What is the first principle of a Vaishnava? Asat Sanga Tyag. First, give up all type of bad association. Because, you know, as this war of Mahabharata is progressing, one after other, you know, both the parties started to break the rules. And, you know, Drona was killed because he, you know, they spread a rumor. Like they told that Ashwatthama, your son is dead. And Ashwatthama was the only reason Dronacharya was fighting this war. And then when he heard that, then he gave up his weapons and they killed him. The next day, he became furious and Ashwatthama released Narayanastra. And that weapon was so powerful because it is Narayan Astra. And that weapon was expanding. As these Pandavas and the army, they started to throw types of weapons. They tried all the weapons in their armory. But the more they fought, the Astra, the Narayan Astra became more and more powerful. Then finally they came to Krishna and they said that we have no solution to this weapon. We have no idea how to rectify the situation. Then Krishna told them that all of you, you just come, you know, get down off your chariots and submit to this weapon. You know, completely offer obeisances, prostrated on the ground to this weapon. Because this is Narayanastra, it cannot be rectified by any other weapon. You can only surrender to Lord Narayan. Then only that can be, you know, this weapon will stop. So, everyone followed Lord Krishna. All the soldiers, all the Pandavas, they came down. They, you know, gave up all the weapons. They, you know, bowed down to Narayanastra. But Bhima said, this is such a cowardly act. We have come to the battlefield not to bow down. We have come to the battlefield to kill all these Kauravas. We don't want to do this. And then he started to fight with Narayanastra. And as he started to fight more and more, this Narayanastra again, you know, started to grow. And it appeared that this Narayanastra is going to devour, you know, it's going to completely overpower Bhima and he may be destroyed. That time, Lord Shri Krishna, he jumped on Bhima and he forcibly put him down on the ground. And he, you know, kept him there. You know, forcibly he made him bow down. So that is the mercy of Lord Shri Krishna. How much, you know, Krishna, how much he can do for his devotees. Sometimes devotee may not want to surrender, You know, but Krishna is forcibly doing this. That's why it is said, Jayatu Pandu Putranam Yesham Pakshe Janardana. The greatness of Pandavas is the Lord and Master of all the worlds, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna is on their side. So that's what we learn, that this Narayan Astra is so powerful, and if you fight with it, then it's gonna grow. And that's what we see, that in this material world, everyone is trying to go against God. Everyone wants to fight. Everyone wants to fight the laws of the God. No one wants to follow God. And the more we fight through the medium of modern science or, you know, this way, that way, the more we try to rebel against Lord Krishna and his, you know, all the laws, the more we are going to get in trouble. Like a criminal, you know, may just slap a government officer just like that. And then police will come to his house, right? Two policemen will come. If he also starts punching them and hitting them, then four cars of police will come. And then if he takes out his gun and starts to shoot them, then 10, 20 cars will surround his house and then they will get him. So the more we fight, the more we will get in trouble. Like it's not going to affect anything to Lord Krishna or to the material nature, because we are very tiny living entities as compared to the material nature and the power of Supreme Personality. So that's what we learn, that we should submit ourselves. And from this incident we also learn that just being, you know, having a good lineage, having so-called good education, or having, you know, good friends or family, it's not going to save us, it's not going to help us at the time of need, at the time of calamity. Because he is Brahma Bandhu, he is son of Dronacharya, and he has no good qualification. He has no good qualities at all. So that's why we should remember, it's not necessary to have all these so-called material qualifications. One should develop divine qualities. And the divine qualities will come only when we serve Lord Krishna, we surrender Lord Krishna. And we always follow the instructions of his bona fide representative. Then more and more mercy will come upon us. So that's very important, that we should always remember this. And like this pastime goes forward, that Ashwatthama, he later on, you know, all his plans failed, that he wanted to kill Pandavas, but all the plans failed. But then finally he, you know, sneaked into the tent of these Pandavas and he killed the sleeping sons of the Pandavas. Five Pandavas had five sons, you know, each one had one son. And they all were killed in their sleep. And then that, not only that, he ran away, just like a coward. He didn't even fight. So such a foolish and ridiculous act that he, you know, just sneaked in, killed them, and he ran away. And Arjuna is chasing in anger. Arjuna and Lord Krishna, they both are chasing Ashwatthama. Arjuna is very furious. And that time he invoked Brahmastra. So that is also, he was so much, you know, fearful. In fear he invoked Brahmastra. And the most important thing, when Brahmastra is like a nuclear, you know, it's like a huge light and it's like a huge sound, it's like a nuclear explosion. So at such a fearful situation, at such a, you know, calamity, Arjuna is surrendering to Krishna. So that's the important quality. Arjuna is not running to, you know, take guidance of Bhima. He's not saying, Krishna, just wait here. Let us gather more army and let's fight. So the first thing a devotee does is he runs to Krishna. That is very important. That a devotee doesn't run to his family, or he doesn't run to his bank You know, I have so much money, money will save me. Not his friends, because at the time of need, at the time of calamity, the only thing that can save us is only Lord Shri Krishna and his mercy. That's why he immediately surrendered to Lord Krishna. As soon as he saw Brahmastra, he is Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho, Bhaktanam, Abhayankara. Please, you are the one who can instill fearlessness in your devotees. So please, save me from this. And that's the greatest quality of the devotee. Just like when, you know, like a few years back, I saw a beautiful sight that I have a nephew whose name is Ramanuj. And he was very small, and his mother was chastising him like anything. So he did some kind of mischief, and he was already informed many times not to do that. But this time he did it again, and the mother was very angry. And she also gave 2-3 spanks, and you know, maybe 1 or 2 slaps. This little baby was completely destroyed. He was, you know, completely heartbroken, tears are flowing from his eyes. I remember that scene when Mother Yashoda was, you know, showing the stick to Lord Krishna. And in that situation, I saw that this baby was running towards the mother. Even though the mother is the one who is, you know, chastising and yelling and you should not do that, and you know, she also gave 2-3 spanks on the back. At such a situation, the child has only one refuge, that is the mother. So that is actually the good quality of the devotees. They have no other shelter. Bhaktanam abhayankara. So that is the only shelter is Lord Shri Krishna. So I felt that's how pure devotees are. Because whenever they are in calamity, they are Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho. They are always remembering Lord Shri Krishna. All the Vrajavasis, whenever they are in trouble, a demon comes and they are only surrendering to Lord Shri Krishna. Even the time Nanda Maharaj, he was being swallowed by the serpent, Vidyadhar. That time, also he also remembered Lord Shri Krishna. He is not saying, "Arey, he is just my son." Which father takes shelter of the son? Father usually gives shelter to the son. But that is the quality of pure devotees. They are completely surrendered, completely humbled, and they are always seeking the shelter of Lord Shri Krishna. They are always clinging to the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. And even at the time, in that, you know, palace, when Draupadi was being disrobed, she was in such a calamity, her own husbands couldn't protect her. They were so powerful, but they could not do anything. They were enslaved that time. Bhishma Pitama, the greatest warrior at that time, who was never ever was defeated, he could not do anything. The teacher of the Pandavas and Kauravas together, Dronacharya is sitting, and he could not do anything. So in such a situation, what Draupadi did is she just raised her arms and she just surrendered to Lord Krishna. And that's the quality to be learnt, that at the time of need, at the time of the greatest calamity, the only shelter a devotee has is the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. Tavapada Padmanatha Rakhibe Amare Ar Rakha Karta Nahi Ebhava Sansare. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays this, that you are the only savior, you are the only refuge I can take. Tavapada Padmanatha, that only your lotus feet is the one I can take shelter. Rakhibe Amare, they will give all the fearlessness, all the protection to your devotees. Ar Rakha Karta Nahi, there is no one else who can protect me. At the time of the greatest need, at the time of the greatest calamity, no one can protect me actually. No one. Ar Rakha Karta Nahi E Bhava Sansare. In this entire creation, there is no one who can protect me. Then you may say, that's not really, it doesn't appear true. there are other people who can protect me. But that's actually the fact that the only person who can protect, the only person who can give the complete fearlessness, complete protection, care, love, is Lord Shri Krishna. Somebody may say, what about demigods? But they themselves are in the cycle of birth and death. They themselves are completely dependent. Whenever there is some trouble, there is some demon, they run to Lord Brahma. So how about Lord Brahma? Can he provide all protection? You know, just a few verses back we saw that Lord Brahma ran away by the fear of Lord Shiva. So he is fearful of Lord Shiva. So who can provide the complete shelter, complete protection? Can Lord Shiva give all the protection? But he, you know, fled away when Vrikasur asked that boon, that, you know, whenever I will touch anyone's head, his skull should break and that person should die. So that person, you know, Vrikasur, when he got that benediction from Lord Shiva, he wanted to try it out on Lord Shiva himself. So that time Lord Shiva fled away. So who can give complete shelter, complete protection to his devotees? So that is only Lord Shri Krishna. You know, Lord Shiva also seeks the shelter of Lord Shri Krishna. Je pada labhiya Shiva, Shivatva labhiya. That is the same, you know, poem. When Lord Shiva got hold of your lotus feet, then he got Shivatva. Then he became Lord Shiva. Je pada labhiya Brahma kritartha hoila. You know, Brahma became kritarth, completely, he became satisfied, pleased, when he found, you know, refuge in your lotus feet. And Jepada Narada Muni, Ridaye Dharila. The Narada Muni is always constantly holding, clinging on to your lotus feet, and that's why he is always happily dancing and chanting, and, you know, always blissful in Krishna consciousness. So Narada Muni represents all the pure devotees. All the pure devotees are also clinging on to the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. That's what is needed. So, you know, my nephew Ramanuj, he, you know, when he was very small, whenever I used to go out on my bike in India, he wanted to come with me. So he would sit on my feet, and I used to, you know, leave me, I have to go, you know, and he, no, take me, because he was very small. I used to say, no, I cannot take you where I'm going, I have to go to my friends, and I cannot take a baby there. But he was clinging on, he would not let me go, and finally I used to feel like, oh, okay, I'll take you. So that's how pure devotees are. They are, you know, always clinging on. And there is a great saint, Tukaram. He says that even if Lord Shri Krishna pushes me away, even if he kicks me and he is trying to push me away from his lotus feet, but I have no other refuge. So that's actual the mood of all the devotees. They are always glorifying and remembering the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. And that's the only thing they always think, because no one else can give complete protection. Even a child who is sitting on the lap of his mother may foolishly feel that I am completely protected from all sides, but that's not the case. This material world is very dangerous. There is one incident a few years back in Mayapur. You know, to go to Navadvip, you have to cross Ganges in the boat. So there were many people on a boat, and there was one baby, you know, he was on the lap of the mother, and he was also accompanied by the father. The father, mother were there, the baby was there, and somehow, out of nowhere, a crocodile came, and he grabbed the hand of the baby. And he only grabbed it. You know, crocodiles, they have a very tight grip. No one can take it. So that time, all the people were trying to beat the crocodile. But the crocodile, once catches anyone, You know, it never leaves you. It has very strong grip. So finally the boatman said, now I'm telling you one thing, all of you, listen carefully. If you hurt that crocodile, then there are so many crocodiles right below us. If you do any nonsense, then they will attack us. So the only option is you have to let go that baby. That was the only option. And the mother was crying, sobbing, and the father was, you know, with the heavy heart, they let the baby go. It's a true incident. So what do we learn from this all is that the only protection, the only shelter, the only care one can get is from Lord Shri Krishna. Because even though everyone may love us, but somehow they cannot give us that protection. That's really not the thing that is possible. So that's why we should meditate upon this, and that's the mood of our founder Acharya Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Ki jai. So anyone has question? Questions? Anyone? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Okay.